Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. NBA playoffs. The Lakers choke one away to Oklahoma City last night, losing 105-104. A bad end for guard Chris Paul, committed two costly turnovers and then a horrible foul on a three-point shot. Thunder outscored the Clippers 17-3 down the stretch. Russell Westbrook went crazy, scored 38. Oak City won the game, despite the fact Kevin Durant went 3-for-17 shooting from the floor. Clippers had a 13-point lead with 4 minutes to go. Jamal Crawford hit six big baskets, but he kept shooting, and when they did not fall, he did not stop shooting. By the way, Clippers didn't play any defense at the other end. Thunder lead the series 3-2, back to L.A. for Game 6 coming up. Elsewhere, Washington went into Indiana, beat the Pacers by 24 on their own court. Wizards are still alive in that playoff series, though they trail 3-2, but now they're going back to the nation's capital. Big NBA games tonight. You got Brooklyn against Miami. Heat lead that series 3-1. The Nets have to be sick. Yes, LeBron James scored 49 in the last game, but they had a couple of possessions at the end, could have won it, and did not. They've got problems. Meanwhile, Portland's at San Antonio tonight. Spurs going to try to close them out. They lead that series 3-1. On the coaching front, Golden State wants to meet again with longtime NBA star, now broadcaster Steve Kerr, and they want Jerry West, who's a consultant, to meet with Kerr. Kerr's been negotiating with the New York Knicks, but at this point they've not come to a contractual agreement. NBA Detroit Pistons have hired Stan Van Gundy, not as coach, but as their vice president of basketball operations. They've given him a 5-year contract. Major League Baseball, the Padres only needed one swing to beat the Cincinnati Reds last night. Pushed their winning streak to 4 in a row. Chase Headley, a second-deck home run in the ninth inning off a 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Aroldis Chapman, got them the victory. Houston Street came out of the bullpen, picked up his 12th save in 12 opportunities. Andrew Kashner, who had lost 4 in a row, very strong performance. 7 innings allowed only one run. Padres activate Carlos Quentin, but he went hitless in that game last night. Quentin's numbers are staggering. I'm not talking about batting averages. Carlos Quentin, in the 3 years in San Diego, has played just 169 games because of injuries. He's missed 185. Dodgers beat Miami. Yasiel Puig, Adrian Gonzalez, Hanley Ramirez, all RBI doubles. Marlins are a mess. They've lost their pitching ace, Jose Fernandez. They're now 3-15 on the season. Angels beat Philadelphia last night. Bad night. Philly third baseman Cody Ash committed 3 errors. Meanwhile, Yankees have another major injury. They've got problems with the pitching staff. Now their big bat, Carlos Beltran, may be facing surgery. They've discovered bone spurs in his elbow. And a really bad story. Crosstown for the New York Mets in their brand-new stadium, Citi Field. Ryan Sandberg, the Phillies manager, and first baseman Luka Duda both became violently ill over the weekend while eating uncooked hamburgers that were served them by the people at Citi Field. In football, remember the name Jim Tressel, disgraced Ohio State football coach, did a great job? Jim Tressel's been offered the president's job at Youngstown State University. Rutgers University has expelled its starting quarterback Phil Nelson after he was hit with 2 felony assault counts for kicking a man in the head, causing brain damage in a bar fight over the weekend. Troubled San Diego State former star running back Adam Mwema says he's no longer interested in playing football. Mwema, who's gone off the deep end emotionally, says now he wants to try Ultimate Fighting Championship. And NFL football, Cleveland Browns have cut a big check, 5 years, $68 million, $22 million of it guaranteed to lockdown star cornerback Joe Hayden. Meanwhile, Browns owner Jim Haslam, who yesterday made a bold comment that Johnny Manziel is an outstanding competitor but better accept the fact he's going to be a backup, now goes public and goes after his star wide receiver Josh Gibson. Gibson facing a 1-year suspension after another positive drug test. Haslam says he needs to improve himself as a person. Jacksonville owner Shad Khan has gone public, ripping wide receiver Justin Blackmon. He's facing a year-long drug suspension, too, with another positive test. Khan says Blackmon is a tragedy in waiting because he's wasting all the talent he has because he keeps getting involved with drugs. Big night in the NHL. LA Kings must win. Anaheim Ducks game at the Staples Center. 3-2 Ducks lead in the series as they play Game 6. Bigger game tonight in Boston. Game 7, Montreal Canadiens against the Boston Bruins. This series has involved nothing more than red-hot goaltenders Carey Price and Tuukka Rask. And the New York Rangers shocked the big-money, high-scoring Pittsburgh Penguins. They knocked them out of the playoff series last night, winning their series 4-3. Henrik Lindqvist, 35 saves. What's galling about this? Penguins had a 3-1 lead in that series and wound up losing it. And a big day in soccer. U.S. World Cup soccer team with its 32-man roster begins on-field preparations today for the World Cup that starts in June. The Americans, led by Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, Mike Bradley, and Jozy Altidore, all World Cup veterans, but they're going to try to install 3 rookies under the age of 21 on their defense. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.